The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. When I walked in this evening, I was hit by an irony. Knowing the topic of this session, I guess it's entitled Strengthening Emunah in the Classroom, I walked in and I noticed amongst the publications that are available a recent book that was published under the auspices of Torah Mesorah, written by Machanech in Toronto. And I noticed that the title was, and the whole book was about, just about teaching, why we have to teach Emunah and strengthening and how to teach it. And I remembered that about 12 years ago, when I was slated to present this session at a Torah Mesorah convention, I got a call from their office and told that I had better change the title because this wouldn't go to present a session of strengthening Emunah in the classroom. I guess it was all right to talk about, but not publicly, you know. So I think we've come a long way in that area. Now, the truth of the matter is that I think more and more today people are realizing that it is a very significant issue. It's not that our kids are, you know, the famous Vart, I think they say it in the name of different people, maybe Chaim Briska. Somebody came to him and he was off the derech, he wasn't already a Shemit Peiro Mitzvahs. But he says he has a lot of kashas on Yiddishkeit. So I think the first thing he asked him was, before we get started, did your kashas come after you became irreligious or before? You know, so I don't think that these are the core issues that send those that run flying, but they certainly are excuses that they develop. And if we know in dealing with people's issues and problems and confusions, we do have to remove some of the excuses before we can get to the core issues which may be bothering them. Usually today, more than anything else, there are disturbances that are going on inside, whether it's in the home, whether it's trauma or tragedy or learning disabilities or psychological issues or situations, traumatic situations that occurred to them, or parental pressure or not getting along with parents, school, teachers, rebbeim. But what happens is that when kids are not happy, they tend to blame the most important things in their environment or the most pervasive things in their environment. And certainly the Yiddishkeit is one, if not the most pervasive aspect of their environment, and therefore they begin to blame it. You know, if Judaism was a culture and one chose not to live by or abide by that culture anymore, there'd be no need to deny it because there are other cultures out there. But our kids know, yeshiva kids know, frum kids know, that there is nothing else. So if this isn't working for me for some reason, and when life isn't working for them, they assume that the Yiddishkeit is not working for them, so the first thing they have to do is to begin to deny it. It's not real, it's not true, how do I know? They start with sveikis, then they start with kashis, and then before you know it, they build all kinds of philosophies and theories. Therefore, I think it's important for us to have some sense of how to strengthen this emunah, strengthen their understanding, so that when the temptation to deny and to negate and to question arises, they should be prepared to fight it off themselves, and certainly we should be prepared to deal with the issues that may arise. In a short session like this, it's literally an impossibility. We have developed a six-session series, like a 12 hours, you know, that we've been giving to machanchim, machanchis, to to develop the basic concepts and skills in these areas, and we hope to be able to present it in Chicago as well via video conferencing, which we've done some work already in that through the video conferencing system. But in the meantime, this would just be an overview and introduction. There is some literature here, but not really too much extensive about this. And there's some more outside that's available. And there's a lot available in any bookstore. It's really, today this topic has been fairly well and is being more and more dealt with. So I'd just like to make a number of general points just to get the basics clear, and the elaboration will have to come either through whatever work you people choose to do on your own, or if we are able to get together this program and your participation. First of all, I think it's very important for our students, our children, to hear many times throughout their development that the essence of Yahadus is very different from any other religion. I think it was the first time that I came to Chicago many years ago, and I stopped into a shul to daven mincha, and I noticed an old book. It must have been from the 40s, like a beginning kiruv, like a primitive kiruv book that somebody had put together in English. And I noticed that they talked about the leap of faith. And I was taken aback because I had always believed, and I do believe today, in fact, I know, that the leap of faith is a Christian concept. In all religions, you need a leap of faith because they're based on someone relaying a private revelation, communication, a miracle, experience, something, and others choosing or